Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
By the way, if you don't believe me, you can go to prisonplanet.com. And there is a news and focus section on the right-hand side. And there's a headline in there about Fox News predicting total collapse of U.S. economy. Click on that, and then it links to... That's the easiest way to find it. Just because we reported on it a year ago, but it was back in the news this week. The British military 10-year plan... Admitting, they said the military works for the private banks that own our governments and own us and the New World Order. And if governments, even governors, may try to revolt, people may try to overthrow our system because, you know, the military announces in battle plans who they work for. And they said we may have to use neutron weapons on the public. For those that don't know, it's a nuke, an airburst nuke, but it doesn't destroy any buildings, doesn't destroy any infrastructure, doesn't destroy the power lines. It radiates. It's a radiation pulse weapon. It just would say, I'm sitting here in Austin, Texas. One would detonate at about 3,000 feet. It would radiate the entire city, and everybody would die, including people a couple hundred feet under the ground. And that's what neutron bombs were developed for in the United States, and they've now been distributed around the world to New World Order-controlled countries. You have the city-states in London. The city-states, of course, in District of Columbia, those are the true ruling corporations. To some extent, the ruling city over in Rome as well. These are private incorporated systems. And the entire weapons system is to be directed on free humanity, and they're in a mopping-up operation, taking over the last few third-world countries where they don't have central banks controlled by the banking families in there that literally issue and control the currency to control the population. So, I mean, I'm sorry, if reality is pretty scary. But there is no Al-Qaeda, folks. They just call any terror group that fights against them Al-Qaeda. And most of the time, they even control the terror groups. The terror group doesn't even know they're being financed by the New World Order. So the New World Order has an excuse to go blow the living daylights out of a nation. And all of this is interconnected. But I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to take a lot of them. But then I'm going to get into... Well, I mean, go back to the radio show. The archives are up on Infowars.com for free. Go back to the shows I did 5 weeks ago, and I told you exactly what was going to happen. I said it'll be $5 trillion by the new year. These are foreign private banks. They won't spend it on subprime mortgages because that's not the problem. There is no problem. This is a heist. This is to get governmental power for the Treasury and the private Federal Reserve to literally bankrupt the United States and bring us into a new world order, a basket of currencies where banking regulation is done by a private group of banks at the world government level. And then Google today, New World Order Global Governance Banking, or Banking Global Government. Hundreds, well not hundreds, I typed in New World Order Friday and there were 59,000 under Google News. Mainstream news. I mean, look at these headlines. G20 shaping a new world order. New World Order agreed upon at New Bretton Woods. I mean, it's all over the news that the bankers, I told you, world government by the bankers. Armies in the past would go conquer people. This is economic conquest. And, of course, I'm freaking out. I mean, I'm so focused, so calm when I'm not on air doing my research. And today I was doing all this research and just getting so upset and thinking, no, I'm gonna come in here and I'm going to calmly cover it. But I can't. Once I start talking about it, I get mad. And again, that's triggered because I have all this data and I can't put it all out. There's just too much of it. There's too much proof. All right, let's go to your calls. Chris in Las Vegas, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
This is it, Alex. Like 2007, 2008 was completion. Is this escalating so fast? I don't know what to do. But I just want to comment on a couple of things. First of all, I just want to say that, like, I mean, I appreciate, like, my brothers and my friends and all the people who got me into this NWO about 3 or 4 years ago, because it wasn't for them and my true friends that I can talk to this on a daily basis about, I would probably be wearing a skin-tight Holocaust shirt right now. I would probably be brainwashed. I probably would have voted for McCain or Obama. It's all about the people around you. You need to unite and educate yourself and your friends and your family.
That's right. Person by person, you've got to. Look, the government admits that most of the news is fake, and they're paying national and local news stations to tell you that the government taking your children is good and that warrantless police checkpoints are good. I mean, everything that Nazi Germany was is now happening. But, we can't have a police state with a black president.
It's just crazy, but like I said, there's too much evidence. There's too much proof, but you just need to stay up on it every day and research from different sources to educate yourself and find out what their moves are, what their next moves are. So
absolutely. Well, a lot of times, people are emailing me going, and articles are being written saying, yes, Mr. Jones, they're announcing a new world order, but it's not a government. It just means a new world system. No. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're in the news. I showed people the articles this week. On the TV show and on the radio show, because we go live on the weekday show with video, just like we're videotaping this, but we go live on the weekday. I showed them major papers with Rothschild saying, this is a world government run by the banks. There it is. Can you deny that they're taking your money? Can you deny they're taking your pension fund money? Can you deny? No, you can't deny. Stop denying. And their local talk show host, who I hear, I don't even listen to radio much. I tune in randomly and hear him talking bad about me, how I'm crazy and I make stuff up. No, I'm normal. Foreign banks orchestrate an economic collapse, tell everybody the economy's going to hell in a handbasket to drive the market down. They openly terrorize the market, which is confidence built. It relies on confidence. They drive it down and then say, you didn't give us unlimited power. That's why it went down. And then Congress gives them unlimited criminal power. It's totally illegitimate. And it's still going down because they're buying it all up, openly saying it's for world government run by them. And still, fake liberals, fake conservatives. Alex Jones, ha, ha, ha. Hey, man, this isn't funny. I'm freaked out, okay? If I only cared about myself, I'd already got out of this country, okay? And I'm not saying I'm doing you a favor, folks, because we're all tied together. I love humanity. But let me tell you something. This isn't a game. Do I have time to take one more? All right, let's go ahead here and talk to Chris in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the dumbing down of the children and that kind of thing.
But it's chemically done, yeah, fluoride.
Yes, and also where they don't want to teach them, the truth about civics and stuff, checks and balances, that kind of thing.
No, they don't teach you about your rights, or they don't teach you about freedom. They teach you to look at what your race is in the name of multiculturalism, so you really get all hung up on race, so you're a neurotic weirdo who the media can control through guilt.
Yeah.
That's all you learn in school, is how to go to jail, how to be frisked, how to use drugs, how to have sex, and how to live in a prison.
Yes, and I remember when I was 16, I was driving one night and there was a roadblock. The local sheriff's department, it was normal for, well, I thought it was normal for,
yeah, it's illegal. It's just
checking for drunk drivers. I thought that was normal, but come to find out, a friend of mine said, no, that's not. Your grandparents, my grandparents, that kind of thing didn't happen.
Look, I told everybody they're going to have statewide checkpoints built in on the highways. I have the federal documents and showed it in a film I made in 99 called Police State 2000. And now they're announcing all over the country warrantless checkpoints. And they say, don't worry, we're not going to stop the illegal aliens. They're above the law. They don't have to have insurance and all this. But let me give you a little secret. They haven't told most of the cops yet. They're already license plate scanning everybody's license plate, where you go, what you do, with AI cameras put in by the National Reconnaissance Office through FEMA. And the Austin cops, they already can type in your insurance and find out if you really got it. So the next time you lose your card, they go ahead and give you a ticket. You can say to the cop, hey, I know I really got insurance, but they don't care. It's about squeezing you and letting you know you're a slave and the illegal alien. They don't get arrested for not having it. You, the schmuck, the cattle, the people they're there to bleed and suck off of. You do. We are their food.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to walk through the hearings I watched Thursday and Friday in the House and Senate on banking. They're on right now, still on C-SPAN. They're re-hearing them. Unbelievable. I mean, they just came right out and said, yeah, we stole all the money. There's nothing you can do about it. And the exact number I told you, $5 trillion. $5 trillion. You can read the subsections where it says no one can review it, no one can look at it. No one can question it. And Kashkari would remind them. He would say, you know about subsection such and such. And he would just smile and just laugh at the house, just laughing. You're our slaves. See, it's important in psychological warfare for them to let the Congress know they're ceremonial. Let's talk to George in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm pretty freaked out. I mean, this is moving faster than I thought. Were they openly steal $5 trillion and say we're keeping it all and no one can be told where it's going and we're setting up a world government and then the yuppies are stumbling around still acting stylish?
Well, did you hear about they're going to say do away with the Texas Youth Commission and give it another name but still keep the same rape rooms?
Yeah, I mean, the Texas Rangers found out that they would have these public rapings and the judges and locals and police would pull up to rape the children. They have public fight nights and the rest of it. And then the state police got in trouble for trying to expose it. And that's why the state police, the inside skinny, are being overthrown now because they're not fully controlled by the pedophile rings. And by the way, I'm not joking. All over the country, from Florida to Michigan to California, I mean, how many Homeland Security deputy heads have we heard who get caught raping little kids or trying to? Because, you see, the whole government isn't bad, so cops keep busting the other cops doing it. But it's always the officials, see? I mean, you got to be scum. You got to be look, in Rome, pedophile rings ran it. I mean, it's always the same in history.
Well, Alex, I talked to a Texas Ranger at work who comes and gets coffee. He told me he arrested more people with honor than the people they're putting in the Texas Rangers, and I even qualified to wash their cars.
No, I know. It was the Texas Rangers in West Texas first found out about it. That's why I said state police. They're technically part of the state police. And then, listen, who wants to be in a foster home with little kids? And I don't mean your average foster parent. I mean, some of them are okay, but statistically, your child's five times more likely to be abused. Congressional reports on that, the Justice Department numbers, just pull up rates of child abuse. Government, five times more likely, it'll pop up for you. But some areas it's even higher, but that's a national average. But these facilities where they have the youth, who do you think wants to go work in a youth facility? A big fat pedophile. That's right.
Oh, well, God bless, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, the government isn't the government. Criminals took it over. Then they got more criminals in, and they're trying to kick everybody good out of government. Okay? That's how this works. You understand? We're in trouble. Mayday. America is in crisis, ladies and gentlemen. It happens all the time in other nations. It happened here. Evil took over. They don't have full control. I'm on the air. Other people are on the air. That's another example. The state police tried to stop it, and the whole thing got covered up. I mean, folks, just around Austin, they've shut down three prisons that I know of, and I'm not even paying attention to local news. I'm paying attention to international and national. I mean, they had some women's prison out in Bastrop run by a private group. You can just Google it. And it said they were making porno videos, raping the women in bondage rooms, and it said they raped all the women because the guards thought that was how it should be done. And guess what? They just lost their contract and nobody went to prison. I mean, that's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, hell has been... And then I can't even keep track of it all. You know who they hired for Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray and these black sites, secret sites, ghost sites all around the world? It came out in congressional testimony that they hire former federal and state prison guards who've been disciplined or kicked out for raping and torture. By the way, Barack Obama has announced the black sites stay open. That is the secret black op torture facilities, the ghost sites. They all stay open. It all stays open. The spying on American citizens, it all stays open. What did you think was going to happen? And see, for 8 years, you know, under Bill Clinton, I'm an evil right winger. Now under Bush, I'm a liberal. Now all these conservative groups, oh, you're good again. You don't like Obama. You idiots. These guys are puppets. They don't run anything, okay? I'm not talking to the general audience when I say you idiots. I'm telling people out there, I'm not making this stuff up. If you're tuning in for the first time, this isn't a game, pal. You understand? We're all in grave danger right now. Keith in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm just fired up as usual.
Yeah. So I've been a member of these Yahoo message boards for Yahoo Finance for about 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
I'm 24 years old, and for the past few years I've been learning about the markets, learning about the economy, May of last year, I was putting some posts on there saying markets are inflated and, you know, things should drop 20-30%, yada, yada. And about a week ago, a few years ago, I went online, replied to all my posts, brought them up to date. Magically, the next day, Yahoo deleted everything. And lately, I had talked about in there about the martial law I had seen online. And
Yeah, listen, they don't want people to realize that Ron Paul and myself and you and millions of others were dead on. Because, see, Obama's going to get in. They're going to say, yeah, the banks misused some of the money. And, you know, they stole $10 trillion. Watch, that'll be the number you hear in about a year. And it'll really be about 20. But the point is, I told you by Christmas it'd be $5 trillion. It happened sooner than I said. But the point is, I read the bill. But that's how they're going to do it. Oh, that's the past with Obama. You know, Obama's here now. Oh, they stole $10 trillion. But so what? Let's move on now. The government's going to save you with a carbon tax to shut down your job. And then you can go work for the government. I saw on PBS today Robert Kennedy say, we're going to give you a job enforcing the new environmental laws. I mean, they're just going to hire millions. They said 3 million of these goons.
But so we got Yahoo and Google now taking away my freedom of speech on us.
Sir, the Australian government has announced they're going to ban almost all political sites. It's happening here. They're blocking us out all over England. You can't get to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on government broadband systems, government facilities. Yes, because they're a pack of criminals, and they can't have us exposing them. You know what they're doing to my videos all over YouTube? People take the audio and put it up. They're going and filing and saying it's adult content to have it blocked so people can't hear it.
Yeah.
See, they're scared of the truth. They're making their move. They staged the terror attacks so they'd have their police state in place so they could then loot the Treasury and get away with it and then suppress us. And here's AP today saying that the police state is for the American people.
How come I'm 24 and I understand these things and what's going on in the country I'm growing up in, but everyone else in this country seems to be pretty blind?
Because they're a nation that bought into the fad culture of believing whatever the news says is right and being like everybody else, and so they can't admit they've been lied to. They can't admit they've been set up. They can't admit they're being taken to the cleaners. Their instinct is to grovel to authority, and so a lot of them actually know it's true, but they're going to try to get a black uniform. They're going to try to come take your house. They're going to try to be your boss. A lot of them know what's going on. They're going to join the evil. They're going to go along with it. You understand?
Yeah. No, thanks a lot.
You bet. A lot of them are cowards and can't admit what they're part of. Yeah. Security focuses on protesters more than terror, says the nation's anti-terror forces are mainly focusing on the American people and protest and people out of work. See, it was all for you, AP. It's all for you so they can have the heist and steal everything you've got. Offshore banks run the government. It's illegitimate. We'll be right back.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com.
That's DRYING123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
All right, folks. That's the first 2 minutes or minute and a half of a video, The Final Push for World Government, by a great YouTube channel, Anna Freud 87, and a whole bunch of his videos with myself in it. I'm at the end of the video. Are only for adults to see, or they're banned. Now that's what YouTube thinks you're not allowed to hear. Uplifting, incredible, mind-expanding information about thinking about how finite we are, but through that finiteness, connecting to our past, our present, our future, who we are on this planet. See, you can't hear things like that. You're not supposed to hear things like that. No, you're supposed to think about petty, mindless things that won't matter today or tomorrow, like a football game. While a scientific dictatorship programs you with advertising technologies and brainwashes you to where the person you think you are isn't even who you are. Hey, let's play Dr. Michael Kaufman from Endgame 1.5, again, the DVD film, 2.5 hours long, then an hour of extras. These were extra extras we put online at prisonplanet.tv. And here's Dr. Kaufman reading from a major university study, U.S. government funded, in the 60s, about how they would control us and drug us and enslave us. And then here we are. Hold on a minute. I'm not quite ready to go into that. Sorry. You know, here they are describing. I mean, there's thousands of these government documents and textbooks where they say they're putting fluoride in your water to sterilize you and to hurt you, and it's a toxic sedative. There are thousands of these where they admit that they would get us all in debt, then implode our currency, and then bring in a world government run by the banks. I mean, I read that from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And then they said in the 70s that we'll do this by around 2005, 2010. I mean, we're on a plan. And that's why I'm just an average guy from Texas who learned about all this. And I'm like, why don't people care? Look at the airplanes and the technology and the cell phones and all of it. Folks, the technology is even more advanced than that. And the social engineers, they do care. They are in control. Play Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Back in 1965, the Department of Health and Education and Welfare, HEW, sponsored a study to define how they're going to get from where they were then in 1965 to where we are now in the 21st century. They came out with a report in 1969 called the Behavioral Science Teacher Education Program that's now fully integrated within our educational program. And this is what they said, and I want to have you hang on to your hats because you will not believe what they planned to do back in 1965, 69, and what is happening actually today. He said, calculations of the future and how to modify it are no longer considered to be an obscure academic pursuit. Long-range planning and implementation of plans will be made by a technological scientific elite. This will strain the democratic fabric to the ripping point. The Protestant ethic will atrophy as more and more enjoyed a varied, leisured, and guaranteed sustenance. Work as a means to and an end of living will diminish. Most people will tend to be hedonistic, and a dominant elite will provide the bread and circuses to keep social dissension and disruption to at a minimum. A small elite will carry society's burdens. The resulting impersonal manipulation of most people's lifestyles will be softened by provision for pleasure-seeking and guaranteed physical necessities. The controlling elite will engage in power plays largely without the involvement of most of the people. And that is so true today. Most people have no idea what's going on in the international arena, have none. Almost all of this is being done in secrecy. Going on with this report, the society will be a leisurely one. People will study, play, and travel. Some will be in various stages of the drug-induced experiences. Each individual will receive at birth a multi-purpose identification, which will have, amongst other things, extensive communications and control uses. Each individual will be saturated with ideas of information. Each will be self-selected. Other kinds will be imposed overtly by those who assume the responsibility for the other's actions. Relatively few individuals will be able to maintain control over their opinions. Most will be pawns of competing opinion molders. It's amazing how back in the 1960s, they began the process of getting us to where we are right now. If you look at society today, almost every one of the characteristics that I read have come true.
All right, let's stop right there.
Planned society.
That's from Endgame 1.5. Yeah, the planned society. Now, did you hear that? They say that over and over again in thousands of government documents I've read. You don't control what you think. See, you're out there laughing, you're driving back from a football game, feeling tough, you've got this false template. Using your mammalian programming, using your natural instincts, they've gone in and programmed through those to literally devolve who you are so you never become empowered, you never become self-actualized or conscious. And then Bill Joy, and there's thousands of examples, but I use this one a lot because it's easy to find. April issue 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired Magazine, owner of Sun Microsystems, you know, worth however many billions. He goes to a globalist meeting. He comes out and he goes, my God, they're planning to kill the majority of the public. See, they decided we're not going to have everybody living in leisure and all this stuff with the technology. We're going to go ahead and just build a police state grid, use fake terror to get them clamped down, then implode the economy, then bring in even more control, then have controlled bioweapon releases. And they just put this in a magazine right in your face. And then I'm weird because I'll come in here and give you chapter and verse and date and document in your face. Oh, God, help us. I mean, I feel connected to all humanity. I love everybody. It was a beautiful day today. I love my children, my wife. I want to help people. I'm not a cold-blooded bastard, and I know this stuff, and the slaves will laugh at you when you warn them. They want to be slaves. They want to be dumb. They want, because they have been taught to love the false template they're living in. They have been taught to love the false paradigm they've been conditioned into. Now, a lot of them are waking up, folks, but I can tell you 2.5 years ago that they're going to pop the subprime mortgage, but that won't really be the cause, and that they're going to take over and steal trillions because we go cover the elite meetings. I mean, I have like foreign intelligence agencies following me around every day now, folks. We have it on video. I mean, I'm living in Twilight Zone to bring you this information. It all happens. I tell you 5 weeks ago exactly what's going to happen. Exactly what I say is going to happen is going to happen because these bastards are all public about it. They said in 1974 in the Trilateral Commission minutes that were declassified in the mid-80s, out of Jimmy Carter's administration, they were going to do all this. These people are in control. Do you got it? They're eugenicists. They're neo-feudal lords. And if you don't know what neo-feudalism is, you better find out real fast. Let me tell you, that Titans game today didn't matter. That Red Sox game, you know, isn't going to matter in 6 months. None of that matters, folks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, let's take a call before we get a break here. We're going to come back, and I'm going to just accelerate through your calls. Mike, Teresa, and others. We're going to get to everybody. Loaded phone lines here. Just give each caller about a minute or so. I meant to get more into the bailout, but whatever. If you don't want to believe me, if you don't want to check into it, that was really a foreign banking takeover, that they're openly announcing world government run by the banks. You'll pay your carbon taxes into them. Both parties and every major nation are for it. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen, if you won't listen to me, there's nothing I can do. I can't help you. You can watch my film Endgame for free, by the way, online, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Just Google Endgame, for God's sakes, please.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, this country's running with the devil in a big way, and it's not cute and it's not funny. I'm going to take a bunch of final calls here at the end. But in closing, Texas agency wants to set up statewide driver's license checkpoints. Now, they've done this all over the country. They claim it's for illegals, but the state police never said that. They said, no, it's for everybody, insurance, driver's license. And then they even started saying, well, don't worry, we're not going to stop the illegals. So they already, folks, and I've had Austin cops admit this to me, and the police have been on the news, sheriff's departments, when they arrest illegals, the citizen would be arrested for, you know, driving drunk with no ID and no insurance. But they let them go because the judges just let them go, because ICE won't come pick them up. But because this might stop an illegal alien, government said, you're not doing it. See, again, they want checkpoints, but it will stop the flooding of the country to bring down the national sovereignty and drive down the wages. That's a big part of the New World Order, is having these open borders. And I'm not against the poor, desperate third world people that want to come here for a better job. I'm sorry, though. If it's part of the New World Order plan, I'm against it. It's real simple. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I really appreciate you making me aware of the New World Order and what's going on. And to harken back to what you were saying earlier about the media and stuff, we have to scrutinize the corporate-controlled media just as if we lived in the Soviet Union, just like we were looking at Pravda. And the same thing also applies to the movie industry and everything else.
And by the way, you should apply that to me. I mean, if I tell you a British military report, and I tell you where the link is, says governments will use neutron weapons to stop citizens from overthrowing them, you better go read it.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, although the times that I've doubted you, when I've gone back to research it, I've found that you've always been right. So in my book, you've got a great track record.
Still, don't trust me. Do not trust me.
Yeah, what you're saying is right, and I just wanted to thank you for making me aware of, like, I'm a movie buff, and like movies like Fight Club, where the last few minutes of the film, you've got these high-rise buildings in Manhattan going down and stuff, things like that.
Hey, remember the guy in 2000 blowing up, bombing mailboxes around the country?
Yeah.
And then I saw that it was a smiley face, and I said, it's a Fight Club fan, it's a Fight Club person, this is real terrorism, but it's low intensity for attention. And that was about 2 weeks before the FBI caught him, and it was Fight Club. But it's not that I'm a genius. The guy's bombing a smiley face. They bomb smiley faces in the movie.
Yeah,
I said, well, that woman that put the B on her face, because it was backwards in the mirror, I said it was fake.
Sure.
I mean, I'm an investigator. That's what I do. I know who criminals are.
Yeah, well,
I know what you are, you stinking government. You're a pack of crooks and oh, you make me sick. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're able to connect the dots because you live and breathe this. But I want to bring one movie to your attention and ask you if this isn't predictive programming. I don't know what is. Of course, I'm sure you know about Children of Men and how that presaged.
Yeah, the government's running a program, 80%+ sperm reduction in men, closer
sure.
to that in women with their eggs being infertile. They're frying us by design. It's all, yeah.
Well, there's a movie, I saw the previews for it a couple of weeks ago, And I have yet to see it at the local theaters. And I don't know if the movie bombed because it was lousy or it was bad critics, but it's called Blindness. And this is a New World Order's dream. The premise of the movie is it stars Julianne Moore. It looks like an interesting and maybe interesting.
Well, what happens? I got to move on.
Okay, basically, the premise of the movie is people are struck blind by this disease that spreads, and only few people are able to...
That's exactly the type of soft kill stuff that the United Nations Eugenics Directorate is doing in their own admissions. They already have vaccines that they can give you a shot. They call it a vaccine, and the viruses then go attack the optic nerves. They can give you a shot that, quote, cures you from cocaine abuse or cigarettes, but it attacks the brain cells and the neuroreceptors. These are live-acting viruses. And so, yeah, they got a bunch of movies about that. Take the movie that came out, I Am Legend, and see, that's where there's a cancer cure shot, but then it kills 98% of the public or whatever. You see, folks, they have all of this, okay? Minus the zombies. Let's go ahead and talk to Teresa. You're on the air. Yes, psychopathic New World Order people are in control, folks. We're only going to stop them by waking up. You're on the air. Welcome, Teresa. North Dakota.
Well, thank you. I want to let you know that we appreciate everything you do. And we live in a small community of about 3,000 people, and they want to take $5.5 million to fix our roads. Well, what they want to do is they want to slap a 15-year assessment for every homeowner. Okay?
Yeah, and they're going to take that money and invest it in foreign banks who are going to steal it.
Right. Well,
wait till the whole government collapses. They're going to have SWAT teams stealing your house. Go ahead.
Right. And the roads only last 10 years. Okay? But they want to do a 15-year assessment. And so what they want to do is, so we could protest this if we wanted to. And we had to have 50% of the people in our town protest, you know, fill out the forms. But you had to have your legal house description on there. Well, not everybody knows their legal house description. And if you didn't have that, they'd throw your protest out.
Well, what they do is the property tax raping us isn't enough. And so they need more money to pay their husbands and wives and the nepotism and the corruption and the boss hogs. So, yes, they come in and say, we're putting curbs in. You owe us 20 grand.
Right. And we'll get that.
And if you don't leave your house, the SWAT team will drop by.
40 to 45% of the property in this town is owned by the city already.
I know. So that's how America works.
If you get 50% to protest, it'd be literally impossible.
Look. They're saying everybody they put out of work is going to get a green police job. I mean, Obama's website said everybody freaked out, so they took it down. But then I saw Kennedy on TV today pushing it.
Right. And
not the one dying of the cell phone tumor, the other one.
Right. And if they put this assessment on there, nobody's going to be able to sell their house.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And then if you can't pay the assessment, it's going to be a property grab.
Listen,
and come take your property.
I have, when we've covered them, they want to bankrupt us. Banks want to bankrupt. The big elite banks, not your local ones. They want business. They want good economies. Local banks are good. And by the way, they're using the bailout money to buy up all those local good banks. I appreciate your call. Yeah, look, government is now a private receivership arm to steal stuff to give it to foreign banks. That's what the New World Order is. That's what this big global meeting was. Michael in Kansas City, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. First off, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for trying to inform everybody about what's going on. That's what I'm trying to do here in Kansas City. It was obvious to me from the beginning that those World Trade Centers were blown to bits, and I'm really happy to see so many people are becoming informed.
Well, hold on a minute. The government declassified that they radiated 4,000-plus foster children to death in radiation tests, but the government wouldn't kill people in buildings. The government's nice. Go ahead.
But I've given away 300 or 400 copies of Loose Change since this came out. I give it away to total strangers, everybody I talk to. And the majority of people think I'm nuts or some kind of communist.
Polls don't show that.
And
polls show the majority believe you. You ought to give them Endgame.
And I'm so glad to see so many people are becoming aware of it, like this Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth organization has come out. We've got some what the mainstream would call reputable people.
Yeah, I got National Geographic coming this week, and they said, you will not discuss, and I just said, fine, I'll even do a rigged hit piece. I'll even go in, you know, they got gloves with huge pieces of iron on the front. and you know, and my hands are tied behind my back in the fight. But, you know, I mean, or, you know, they've got hatchets and my arms are tied behind my back. They said, you can't talk about Northwoods. You can't talk about Gulf of Tonkin. You can't talk about the history of government-sponsored terrorism. You can't talk about the drills that day. It's all limited to their little rig deal.
Well, my question to you is, and you know, ever since we went off the gold standard and our money is backed on debt, right?
Yeah.
And so they keep running up the debt, and I've been looking at these figures, and we're on an exponential curve, and I knew that this financial disaster was going to happen, but I see it's how they're manipulating the money. My main question to you right now is, it seems like 9/11 is a moot thing right now, and I...
No, it's not. I appreciate your call. I got to let you go. The show's over. I'm going to answer the question. I'm sorry to... everybody else, because I've got to go. Steve in Maine and Chris in Florida, Jim, everybody call me. You'll go to the head of the line. Here's the deal, okay? 9/11, because people think Bush did it, he's a puppet. The government, the military-industrial complex, the bankers carried out the attacks. It was in their own documents that they needed staged terror attacks to get us to accept the police state so they could steal our pension funds. They had to put a police state in, so they said, oh, it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Now they admit it's for us. It's more important than ever because they're now saying there's going to be staged terror under Obama. The CIA's saying, get ready. They're about to hit us again to test him so he can take all our rights and support torture and more wars. So exposing government-sponsored terror and the hundreds of times they admit they've done it, that's right, declassified, is absolutely essential. God bless you all. I want to take more of your calls, and I will on the weekday show. Sorry we cut off some of the people, but we love you all out there and appreciate you. Great job to the crew, Jaron and Paul and Trey. God bless you all. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. Get out there and take on tyranny. Defend the human spirit. Get up!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.